My name is Tina, and welcome to Lake Shore Academy. Today, I know it's late, but this was on my mind, so I wanted to share this with you guys. There are a lot of families that are starting to homeschool or would like to homeschool, and they work full-time jobs. I know quite a few women who work full-time jobs outside the home, and they would love to homeschool their child or children, but they just don't see how they can possibly do it. But if that's something that you really, really, really would like to do, I'm gonna try to help you figure out a way in which you can homeschool and still work a full-time job outside the home. Now, there are many ones who work full-time, but they work at home, and that makes it a little bit different, because if you work from the home, you're still in the house, and so every now and then you can look in and guide your children. But if you work outside the home, it's different variables you have to take into consideration. Like, if your children are underage, do you have someone who's going to be there to homeschool? Oh, Tamara says morning. Where are you from? Because it's like 10, I think almost 10 p.m. here, or is 10 p.m. here in South Carolina. But if you want to homeschool, you still can if you work outside the home. Like, there are a lot of people that's called weekend homeschoolers, and that's perfectly okay. Like, if you have a certain amount of hours, it just makes sure that you follow your state's requirements in that. Whatever your state or area requires, you make sure you do the hours. Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that. But what you can do is make your long days on the weekend. You can make your school days in the evening. So when you get home from work after you cook or calm down a little bit. I can't speak my W's tonight. you can actually do 2 or 3 hours with them then. So if you want to do that, you can easily schedule or prep. What I encourage you to do, if you are a full-time person who work outside the home, please prep yourself, prepare. So whatever assignments or everything that you need to do or you would like your child to do, you go ahead and prep that, and also let your child know what you expect from them. You can have schedules up throughout the home. You can have a little schedule in their room, letting them know, okay, today this is what we're going to focus on. These are the things that you can do on your own, and these are the things that I'm going to have to help you with. Now, the things that you're doing on your own, you don't understand, you can come to me. If you have younger ones, this is a perfect time for you to utilize online school until you're able to physically be there and do it all yourself, because there are some good programs out there in which you can use. In fact, a lot of people are more driven to online school because they have no scheduling. Now, I'm not talking about public homeschool like K-12 at home. I'm not talking about that, because if you do that, then you have to go by their timetable and their schedule. I'm talking about educational resources like Easy Peasy, Discovery K-12, Khan's Academy, Essential Skills Advantage, Moby Max. Oh, you have a teacher app, and it was $8. Very, very good. So anything that you can do, if it's on your heart to homeschool your child and the only thing is stopping you is that you work a full-time job, then you can still do it. I'm just telling you, you can do it. You just have to do it a different way. And doing it a different way don't make it wrong. It just make it your unique family homeschool journey and not somebody else's own. So it's nothing wrong with doing online stuff, but just make sure whatever online school or whatever you use, make sure that it meets your specifications, the things that you want your child to know and be taught. Because sometimes certain curriculums, you might want to adjust what they're teaching for that particular subject, and that's perfectly okay, because you are the teacher. You are you teach your child what you want them to learn. But I just want to give you guys that encouragement for all my homeschool moms out there, and maybe some dads out there too as well, who will want to homeschool their children, but they work full-time jobs and they feel like they cannot homeschool their children. Well, that's not true. You can homeschool your children. It's going to take a little bit of forethought, some planning ahead, but you can definitely do it, and you can be successful while you do it. Your child can still get a quality education, and you're still working full-time. She says, the homeschool teacher app, I put her schedule on it, and she earns coins for prizes. Oh, that's great. So it's just called the teacher app? It's no other name? That is the name, teacher app? Let me see when you say something back. Because if that is the case, then you guys, she just put a really great resource for you guys just now. The teacher's app, and of course there are Google online about other free resources that's out there that caters to like a whole curriculum. Oh, homeschool teacher. Tamara says homeschool teacher, so check that out, homeschool teacher, and that may be something that you like. Like I said, there are so many different free places that you can use, as well as reasonably priced. Like she just mentioned homeschool teacher app, and she said it was like $8. Now, come on now, $8 is very, very inexpensive. So there are free and there are inexpensive, and then there are the super duper expensive things. She marks off when she's done, and after I check it, if she gets the coins. Oh, that is so great. So see, that's another mom. She's making it work. She's making it happen. You do what you have to do. If it's on your heart that you do not want your children in public school, it is okay. You can do it. And I know another mom who is homeschooling her child, and she's still working, but she's trying to make ways that she can eventually not work. I'm cheap too. She's trying to work at it so she will eventually not have to work outside the home full time. So sometimes we have to work at our goals, and it's a little slow. Yes, yes, yes. Just use your creativity. I just want to come on and tell you guys that right quick, because I don't want you to allow your working a job to stop you from homeschooling if that's what your heart wants you to do. So there are many different avenues, many different resources out there for you. I'm here. If you have any questions, just comment below this video or any of my videos. I will try my best to find you the answer. If I don't have the answer, I will look out and ask more people, you know. But generally with homeschool stuff, especially when it's free or cheap, I know about it because I search high and low for them bargains. I am on a very tight budget, one income family, so I can't do what all the other families do that have two incomes or have a large income. I just can't do it. So I have to look for inexpensive ways in order to give my children a quality education or free. And like Tamara, free or cheap, 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 cheap. Tamara, so... So this is Tina from Lakeshore Academy. I'm so sorry. For her, it's in the morning. For me, it's late at night. And I am going to go. And I think I want to come back and tell y'all about two other things, but I'm a debate on whether or not I'm going to do it. I want to tell you about, your husband retired. Ooh, I hope for the day my husband can retire, especially my dad too, because I tell you. Oh, I hope that happens soon. But at any rate, I'm going to come back on and tell you about one of my cleaners that I absolutely love. Or if not tonight, I will do it another day. One of my cleaners that I absolutely love. And I may do it. I don't know. Oh, Virginia. Okay, well then I'm gonna get ready to get off and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna talk to you guys about this cleaner that I absolutely love. So talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Homeschooling in Oils, the place to be to learn all about homeschooling, education, wellness, and life. We talk about the uncomfortable in order to make you comfortable, to let you know that you're not alone with the struggles and the challenges that comes with homeschooling. But along those lines, there are many blessings and so many great benefits of homeschooling your children and drawing close to your beautiful families through the essence of homeschooling with your family. So make sure that you follow us on all the different social media platforms at Homeschooling and Oils on Facebook, Instagram, and also YouTube. But after listening to this video and you're still feeling a little bit confused, a little bit frustrated, and you wanted to stop, well, you need to make sure that you go to Homeschooling Oils on Facebook and send us a personal message to Coach Tina Ramsey so that she can create for you a customized homeschooling plan designed for your family to win on your epic journey of homeschooling. Right now, she still has coaching consultations available for you. So make sure to get on her list today to get your personal coaching consultation with her and find out the details. Again, we appreciate you and thank you for being a part of our Homeschooling and Oils family. We'll talk to you later. Bye.